Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this your number one true thug hurt, man. And I'm coming to find my little shorty with that tight pussy. And the nigga ain't found you yet. Where you at?
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet.
Wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
found
yet.
You
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found,
ain't
you,
found
yet.
You yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
I want to poge in on that pussy and suck it off.
Get off.
So I can blame it on the liquor while I ate you out. I want to beat that tight pussy before I leave the house. While I'm in the studio or the streets, that's all I think about. I want a bitch you love to fuck and hate to talk.
Lil'
mama fuck with a thug so I can change you
off.
And we can fuck with the lights on or even off. And you can tell the nigga she fucking real flow. Miss tight pussy been searching for you throughout the south. And I'm the thug in the streets that you done heard about. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
Done been through the hood, even where the crackers be, and still ain't found Miss tight pussy in the street. She gotta have a lot of class and she keep it G. And she ain't mad cause I ain't fucked there in a whole week. Ain't fucking flawed, nigga, she keep that pussy tight for me. So if you fuck up, my nigga, it's gon' cost you a fee. And bunny keep me up tight pussy, put me to sleep. So try to run gang, your money and your talk is cheap. Because she got a lot of class, don't mean she ain't street. And if she see a flaw in your nigga, she don't speak. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
Miss tight pussy, I hope you in this damn club. And I don't wanna make love when I fuck you in this club. And fuck whining and dining in them bite rugs. Straight madams over here, not a little thumb. I wanna fuck you real good till we both come. And then cop you a bottle when we fucking done. Miss tight pussy, every thug need one. And you can tell she walks, she don't need for none. She got her own swag, all you other hoes is frontin'. Not only is she Miss tight pussy, she straight thuggin'. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Hey, this your boy Hurt, man.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record the Game Entertainment
crew, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
Fucking your bitch, can't say shit. I'm fucking your bitch, can't say shit.
Thank you. Man, y'all already know what time it is. Scandal is bitch. Saturday. What's going on now, man? Yeah. I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Up in this piece. Big ups my dog, Manny Faces, man. Y'all like that hook. You know what I'm saying? Big ups my dog. Straight out of Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? All y'all Texans out there, what it do? You already know, man. This boy smells so good coming through. Scandalous be out Saturday. That was that Manny Faces bartender remix. You know what I'm saying? Doing real big on the blends. Y'all can holler at him on Manifaces.com, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your free download the mixtape. He got some old sick songs, man. I'm going to be playing some more of that stuff later on. He got some real crazy stuff, man. He be doing some shit. Big ups to Manifaces out there. Big ups to Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there. And you already know. Just black holding it down for Shizzo. That's how we doing it. Right here, Scandalous Biatch. Saturday. And let me see, man. Let me give y'all one of my Scandalous Biatch stories. How do these work? Let me see. So much scandalous shit happens in your life, man. It get all balled up in the one and start colliding and shit. Like, come out at one time, everything's scandalous. So I'm gonna try to drum up a good scandalous story. Let's see what happened. We talked about the police hitting people on bicycles. We talked about the Jennifer Porter hitting people on bicycles. Let's talk about some bicycle laws, dude. Some scandalous shit that goes on down here. If you come down here to Florida, Tampa, Florida, at least Tampa, Florida, can't speak for the whole area of Florida. I'm pretty sure it's some old pirate bullshit that's only going on right here. If you're a bicycle rider and you're black, you come down here riding in the hood with no bike front light and no back light on it. Oh yeah, that's a $48.50. That's what we call a $48.50. $48.50 ticket. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no front and back light on your bicycle. Now that's only in the hood. I done asked other sheriff officers, you know what I'm saying, they ain't never heard of the law. You know what I'm saying? I asked other, you know, I'm gonna ask around. You know what I'm saying? But right here in the hood, yeah, you ride around, you know what I'm saying, on your bicycle in the hood at nighttime. And you ain't got no, yeah, they going to stop you, pull you over like you El Criminal, and they going to most likely search you. You know what I'm saying? They going to try to, you know, use that as a weapon to search you. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, they going to hit you up with a $48.50 ticket talking about you ain't got no bike light on your shit. Now, I ain't seen no statutes. I ain't heard nothing on that. I ain't seen no law passed on that. And the sheriffs don't know nothing about it, so... It's got to tell you something, and I ain't seen not nary mug out here where I stay at ever had a bike light, ever get pulled over on no bicycle. You know what I'm saying? So that's some scandalous shit that's going on downhill, you know what I'm saying, in the South, man. You know what I'm saying? Along with, you know, you can't ride around with nothing in your car. You know what I'm saying? So you come down here, make sure you clean, not dirty. You know what I'm saying? They do not play down here. You will be on vacation, leaving on probation, spending another extra year down here, you know what I'm saying, for a knicksack. Yeah, they don't even play. So, yeah. Oh, y'all got to have lights? Yeah. Okay, how many states out there? Mr. Mike, out there in Dallas, Texas, y'all got to have lights on your bicycle when you ride around front and back? Is that a law? It might be a law. No, they damn sure ain't upholding it correctly down here. Okay, because Iraq say they got to have lights. Y'all got to have lights when y'all ride around up in Iraq? Or you mean that in your hometown? Let's see. Trying to get some communication going on here, y'all. Hometown. Hometown? Yeah. I wrote hometown. He say no. Okay, so they ain't got to do that up there in Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? We got Jamaica fresh off in the building. Okay, just some reflectors. Yeah, I mean, but reflectors come on the bicycle. You know what I'm saying? You can go buy a $300-$400 bicycle. They don't come with no lights. No lights that come, you know, mandatory with some reflectors. Oh, okay, Iraq on base. Oh, yeah. That's understandable. You know what I'm saying? On base. Big ups, Miss Ann J. You know what I'm saying? Jamaica off in the building. Y'all already know. Hey, Miss Ann, up there in Jamaica, y'all got to, y'all have to have front and back lights on y'all bicycles. Is that a law for y'all? In order for y'all to ride around at nighttime, you have to have a front light and a back light. You know, the little light to be, you know, turning, and it look like a little reflector. We're going to be trying to get Miss Ange J. Miss Ange J response. Front end, back, no. Just on base. Alright. We have to have lights front end, back on base. Oh. Yeah. It is? What? Damn. So what the hell going on down here then? If it's a law like that, then how it ain't, and it damn sure ain't enforced statewide. Let me put it like that. It's just heavily enforced in the hood. Everywhere else, you know what I'm saying? I guess they leave it up to somebody's discretion, because it sure ain't the officers. They ain't doing nothing out here in the so-called suburbs. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess that's where I'm supposed to be at, you know what I'm saying, on the outskirts of the hood. Because if you fly over Tampa, man, you can actually see how it's divided up, man. That's crazy, too. You know what I'm saying? You got the white folks on the outside, and you got the black folks on the inside. That's weird, man. It's real weird. Then you got, they go white folks, trailer parks, and then black folks. It's like a it's like a rainbow of poverty and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on the motherfucking outskirts of it. I'm trying to pull my people out. Shit, fuck it. I don't believe that. Hey, when you get to a certain age, man, it's time you get up out the hood, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't keep believing that hood mentality, you know what I'm saying? Go on and live somewhere else where you ain't even familiar with, you know what I'm saying? And familiarize yourself with them surroundings. Make them your home. Because everywhere is your home. This whole planet Earth, you deserve to live everywhere. You don't deserve just to live hood style. That's just a mentality. Get up out of that. Get up out your hood. Get up out your state, country. Shit. Blast off into the moon. The white folks are already trying to get there. Let's build us a spaceship and take off ourselves. Nah, man, I know you. Lead the hood. Yeah, we do need to lead the hood. Get the popo. I ain't finna bash, do popo bashing, you know what I'm saying? But there's a difference between police and sheriffs. You know what I'm saying? Our town police department down here, man, please. That's just niggas I went to high school with who couldn't do nothing else. Couldn't make it in the military and just decided to go ahead and join the police force because they knew what niggas was already doing shit at. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you got these old snitch-ass niggas on the streets right now. Now, the sheriff's department, okay, now them real, you know what I'm saying, go through training, education, and all that. You know what I'm saying? And actually, you know, you probably want to interact with them better than you would a police officer. But, you know, that's how we do. Scaling yards type shit. Making sure the drivers see all black ass on them bicycles that was coming from Miss Black out of Iraq. That's real, man. Because y'all, I honestly, when I was young, you know what I'm saying? She couldn't tell me to put I put reflectors on there, but you couldn't tell me to put no bike lights and all that. You could see me. You know what I'm saying? That was my mentality. But as I hit that old 30, that dirty, man, please, like my horse blinders on. I don't see nothing straight ahead. So if you're riding on thinking you don't need to be on that sidewalk, yeah, homie, you might want to get on that sidewalk. Because, you might get an artificial bump from me. And I ain't even know you was there. You might get your pedal caught off in the spokes because I ain't even see you there. You better get on the sidewalk. See, and the people on the sidewalk better get out the way. Because I ain't even trying to play. Y'all already know. Big ups to the guests, you know what I'm saying, coming through what they do. Welcome to the Smelly Scandalous Biatch Saturday show. It's going down right here. Share your Scandalous Biatch stories. You can call in live at 347-237-5125. We got Shy Romance, M.I. Cricoletta off of here. We got Iraq, Miss Black. We got Mike Henderson from the Mike Henderson Show, representing Real Big Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Doing Bush drive-bys daily. You already know how we do it. Representing. You know what I'm saying? So, 813 is definitely in the building. You already know, man. Let me get into, let me see. I got to upload some reggae action. I got Jamaica in the building. I'm finding me some reggae now. Let me see. I got some reggae loaded up. All right. Oh, I got something for you. Check this out. It's almost reggae. It ain't reggae, but it's almost reggae. I gotta keep playing this. This is independent. It's that independent remix with Refugees. I love this shit here. Hey, Shot. Well, nah, this is how I do it. I always pull my peoples on first. I always pull my peoples on first. Oh, Lord, I had to represent. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey there, baby.
What's going down? How's your day going?
Truthfully, my day is coming. It's coming. I was kind of lost yesterday, you know. And, you know, we sometimes tend to forget how we sometimes tend to get trapped and caught up in everyday bullshit and forget that we're, you know, should be grateful and blessed.
Yeah, no,
you know. And I know you said you wanted to do your reggae. Wanted to share my story with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it in the form of my poetry. I was sitting down last night and I was reading, and I don't really just do this type of poetry too much, but, you know, I write how I feel at the moment. So this is called Lost and Didn't Know I Was Found.
972, I see you right there. Hold on the line. Hold on the line.
Okay. Lost and didn't know I was found. Lying in my bed, swelling my head. Had my dissatisfaction, because my dissatisfactions needed to be fed. Been having inbred complaints and I couldn't think. I was lost within anxiety, trapped beneath the lost galaxy. Oh, terrible memories were crowding me. Sit back as I unveil and tell my testimonies of why I was so goddamn angry. I started getting molested at the age of 3 and was a pro at age 11. Wasn't telling my dark, dark secret. Excitement, joy, happiness, I faked it. And to me, love was anorexic. At 14, got pregnant. Said to myself, I ain't having it. Then said, my baby ain't asked for this, and neither did I. See, pain was all that I knew for so goddamn long. That and my pen. I had no friends, no one within to share my pain. God had abandoned me at the age of 3, so in order to escape, I went into my own fantasy, because that was the only way I knew how to be free. Met my husband, married at 23, grabbed the first train of a man who claimed that he loved me, but he didn't. Claimed that he liked Mary Jane, found out that he was in love with cocaine and her sister. Again, God abandoned me again, see. And right now I'm just laying in my bed, swelling my head, because my dissatisfactions need to be fed. Been having inbred complaints, and I couldn't think, because I was lost within anxiety, trapped beneath the lost galaxy of terrible memories that's crowding me. So sit back as I unveil and tell my testimonies of why I was so goddamn angry. See, I loved wholeheartedly, gave and gave, dug my own grave and jumped in and out, only to have my ex-husband push me and kick me in instead of pulling me out. See, he took life from me in more ways than I could explain. See, he abandoned our son, and for that white bitch, he abandoned our son for that white bitch. Couldn't keep shit, stay getting evicted, and I still loved that trick. But see, this man wasn't my boyfriend or just a live-in dick. He was my husband, and I thought we were equivalent, but I was wrong. Now, he had me in this city on my own, no home or family, remembering going days, been pregnant and hungry, but made sure my boys stayed having something to eat. So he was living in crack houses while we were living on the streets. God, please help me. I want to declare my defeat. See, right now I'm laying in my bed, swelling my head, because my dissatisfactions need to be fed. I've been having inbred complaints, and I couldn't think. I was lost within anxiety, trapped beneath the lost galaxy of terrible memories that's crowding me. So sit back as I unveil and tell my testimonies of why I'm so goddamn angry. I mean, see, I lost our baby, and at the hospital he left me. Couldn't even pay for a damn taxi. Don't know why I'm so damn angry. See, right about now, God has picked me up and blew me in this new city, and I'm still sitting here complaining? They tell me, they always saying, see, you be forcing it. You cuss too much, but that's all that hurt that's busting out of my heart. See, he tore me apart and beat me down mentally. That may be why I'm so goddamn angry. See, I used to say that if he was dying in a, if he was dying in a ditch right beside me, I watched that bitch die and wouldn't even cry, and I truly meant what I said. But tonight, I got a call from God and I answered it, and I no longer want that bitch dead. I no longer want him dead. See, we got a roof over, like My kids stay fed, and everything else is minor shit. So right now, I'm telling you all out loud, I do forgive that bitch, but I will never forget that clown, which is why I say I was lost, but now I'm found. That's it.
Cyro Man.
That's my testimony.
Damn, are you going through it like that?
Yeah, man. I was reading that to a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, damn, is that true? I was like, one thing about me, when I write from my heart. I can't tell how nobody else feels in certain situations, but I can only speak up on my situations and the shit that I went through.
My
testimony.
All right. Well, I mean, y'all already know what time that is,
and
man.
That was that scandalous biatch.
You know what I'm saying? Story. Let me. Hold on. Let me make sure Blog Talk getting this thing right. I got some music playing in the background. Make sure y'all check out manifaces.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. If y'all looking for some hot remixes out there. 972. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, man?
About to say good morning.
Yeah, good morning, afternoon, however you want to handle it. However you want to handle it.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
It's the Dallas, Texas off in here, everybody.
Yeah, damn it, you got me up, so here we go.
How's your horses and your cattle?
The horses and the cattle, though? The horses are fine. The cattle, goddamn.
It's going up for sale.
I'm selling them motherfuckers. I can show you how to handle the recession.
You own any livestock?
Huh? We used to own and train quarter horses, though. But
you used to own and train them.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. See. So y'all heard it here first. Black folks is actually training horses, and we do ride horses, contrary to what you see off the TV. Because except for Texas Ranger. Now I gotta give it up, Chuck Norris and the brother on there. You know what I'm saying? He hold it down on, yeah. I ain't never seen a brother jump off the horse,
not on the show,
and then he jumped back on the horse. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't that field in Texas?
He missing, huh?
Texas, what was it? Texas Rangers. Ain't that field in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a true representation of y'all? Y'all jumping off horses, kicking ass like that?
Yeah, for real.
With no cars, they running down cars and just jumping on top of the cars.
That depends on where you are. If you down south in Texas, chances are hell yeah.
Damn.
You're up in Dallas, though, they gonna chase you with the cars. Though if you down like further down south though, in between let's say Dallas and Houston, yeah, chances are.
Oh man,
you get lassoed fucking up down there.
Yeah, man, that's too crazy.
They rope your ass.
That's too crazy.
Don't get a rope around your neck, though.
I'll be flashing back. Hey, I can't even come down there because I know I ain't trying to go in the
place. Yes, you can, man.
You throw a rope around my neck.
You
oh,
can't. I can go to Florida.
Because it's cool down here. They ain't going
to
do nothing but arrest you and put
you
on probation.
You come to Texas. You with me?
They ain't going to do nothing but put you on probation for about a year, man. You can enjoy the sunshine while you here.
Look, he'll put us out with our tax money. Smell. You come here, I got you, all right?
Yeah, man. You know, I like to travel
anywhere,
man. That's exactly. It's a place I want to go.
Here.
Places in Florida you can't go. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so,
you.
I mean,
so we even. So, hey,
yeah. It's places all the way around the world,
pick up at the airport. Make sure everything handled. You straight.
Just don't go. Yeah.
How
are you doing? Yeah. Man, that's what's up, man. How the weather out now?
It can't make his mind up, though. One minute
it was
hot,
raining.
Now it's cold. It's like
35
degrees last night.
Man. Y'all had rain yesterday, and this time something was supposed to turn to ice. I'm like,
I froze my ass off yesterday.
It rained down here yesterday. It was flood warning, but today it's about 80 degrees.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and I got your message. I checked my messages today, too.
Oh, which one?
I got my message that you left, DJ Smell Good, you in the room.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to up all. That's your
I know what
you
talking about.
Yeah, that show up all late. You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
On the reason I checked, my mama called me and cussed me out. Damn it. I didn't left you 15 damn messages. You need to check your mail. You need to check your messages. I'm like, all right. And when I started checking them, I was killing myself laughing.
Yeah, I was like, because I mean, you had hung up, so I was like, well, she don't know who she dealing with. We had to call you back. You don't even know who you dealing with. Let me hold on.
Let me put this call ID to work. I had missed so many calls because I got a little dash hound, and it's a full blood little winter dog. And that motherfucker had bit my wire or something on my phone for a minute. And I had to run and get some more. And then when I got it, truthfully, I plugged it in when I got it. Like a couple hours later, I just didn't check my messages until this morning.
Oh, okay.
Right. See, that's why I don't have no dogs like that in my house. I don't.
Hey.
Now, if I'm going to get a dog, I'm going to get a dog. I'm not going to get like some little. I'm scared I'll sit on that damn thing.
Yeah,
be sitting
someday.
In the damn chair.
Right.
That's all. That's the last thing you hear.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you didn't kill it.
That's the one
you want to go to. Not bad. Back broke, you know, then dog looking all toe up.
Yeah.
Nah,
or get them little Pomeranians and shit, and ones look like sandals and shit. House shoes.
I
got ladies' gloves.
I do no itty bitty
like
dog.
It.
None of that. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Ankle
biters. That's annoying, man. That's annoying. Oh,
yeah.
Man. She's Shih Tzu. $400, $500 dogs. Are y'all crazy?
Pomeranians and all that little.
Please.
Come on.
I kick them shits across the damn slide and go, phew.
You know,
that's all they're good for. Kick
the kind of dog that,
slippery
the kind of dog that let the thieves in your house.
Just,
unlock the door and come on in. You know.
Play all you hear the song, bite your ankles.
No,
bite your ankles. Man, please.
Oh,
here we go. There we go.
Here we go.
Straight bonanza over there.
For real. Bonanza on the block. Here we go.
Yeah, in the outhouse, got the kids in the outhouse. And then, get out now.
What?
Oh, my bad.
Damn you. Nah, that's my brother. He be talking about me. He's like, you get up on that damn computer and just be there. I'm like, yo.
Oh, we talk about the computer. It's love from all sides, girl.
Yeah,
all,
you know,
love from all sides.
He's trying to go get his little medicine. And he said, man, I'm holding him up. I'm like, hold up. 5 more minutes. Hold up.
It's medicine. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's some green medicine.
Oh, that was the wrong code words nowadays. You know,
mm-hmm.
Medicine.
Yeah, it's medicine. That's what you think. It's medicine.
Got to go get their Ritalin and all that for the kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway,
Ritalin for the kids.
That herbal medicine.
That's herbal treatments now.
Yeah, herbal treatments.
We ain't doing Pepto Bismol and Tylenol no more.
Nah, that ain't gonna cut it.
Stomach, Mary Jane.
Take enough Tylenol, that'll be your last headache.
Oh, I say, hey, that Miss.
No, but taking Tylenol eats away at your stomach lining. So how does it help?
That's what, huh? Well, you gotta eat. That's why they tell you gotta eat something before you take it.
Oh, so
eat
up the food.
Then take the shit.
So eat up the food.
Yeah. Have a little something, some bread or some crackers or something. Put it on your stomach and then that.
You are.
Then take the Tylenol. Yeah.
All right.
Common sense.
Big up to Miss Meek off in the chat room. See y'all off in there. Y'all already know.
Yeah,
hey, throw out your area codes. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all from? 972. We already got Mr. Mike.
641.
And in this chat room, man. Damn, she tight.
I care about
this. How she said it and typed it all at the same time.
Well, I thought I'd be multitasking.
I'm like, think so what? As soon as she said it, I said, pop up a thing.
Like you didn't already know.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she knew. Like you was going to ask that anyway. She had three fingers was on it, like, bang, there you go. I already knew.
I'd be multitasking now. She'd be whooping and eating and smoking at the same time.
Closing the door to feet, you know what I'm saying?
They long enough.
I got something for there you go.
Long enough. I love you guys.
What
did
you say you finna do?
I'm finna go take my brother to get his herbal treatment.
Oh, well, you gotta pick me up something too, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga sound legit, don't it?
Send them a P.O. box.
Herbal treatment.
Yes, herbal treatment.
That's a white person's term, right?
Yeah,
herbal treatment.
I don't discriminate.
Don't discriminate.
Take every hour.
Girl, I ain't going to mess with you, Shy. Too early in the damn morning over here.
It is. It's 11:41 here? Okay,
yeah,
11, baby.
Yeah, 11:41 here, though. But see, I worked last night, so.
Oh, okay.
You work every day.
Huh?
Ain't
you are a working man, man.
See, that's how I go.
I got business to attend to. I can't attend to my business if I ain't got no damn money.
You at work right now, ain't you?
Huh?
You at work right now, ain't you?
Yeah. Damn right. It's my office.
Bye, y'all.
All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's
one of them rare hard-working brothers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you work hard, too.
Hey,
you working out. What you doing, Mike?
Hey, man, you know, this is just it ain't working if you love what you do.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So, when
I
got to handle what I got to handle.
If they paid me to do this, oh, good Lord, man.
Oh,
this
man,
is
you don't know? Bruh.
Bruh.
Done.
Man, hey. It
would not be working nights.
I would kick Tom Joyner, Michael Bazin. I'm telling you, I don't know now, because, see, you be on that Michael Bazin type deal. I'll probably kick Tom Joyner off, though, because he do talking, and he do mostly music now. He don't really talk about issues like Michael Bazin do.
Yeah.
Michael Bazin, he get all into everything. I mean, some of everything.
I'm meaning to catch some of his stuff, though, you know, not to, you know, to mimic it or bite it, because, you know, we got our own thing going.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, you got to know, you know, what's out there. So you know how to keep it realer than what's calling themselves real.
Yeah, that's true.
And some of them issues, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't worried about all that, though.
No, I'm not really at all, though, because, like, you know, we serving our purpose right here. And we built up our little fan base just that fast.
Right here.
You know, that,
man, and since February 25th, we got Jamaica, Hawaii, Iraq, New Zealand, and then a multitude of states. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all across the states. And then when I say we, because every time I come to your show, my listeners come to your show. Your listeners come to my show. You know what I'm saying? And we all just, that's how you network. That's how you build a family.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? A network of family.
Yeah,
and everybody
will
follow
like,
you wherever
yeah,
you go.
Me and Karen were talking about that, and I was telling her, because she was talking about the idea of the local you know, plugs that we have. But I said, like, there's nothing compared to the national plugs that we have and the possible international plugs that we're going to want to get. I mean, I'd rather go.
There is no radio station reaching where we're reaching at. Even like our radio station, they stream online. You go on their radio, on today's website, you know what I'm saying, you can hear them now. Off their radio station. But I'm saying you have to go to them, and then you got to just listen. You ain't interacting, and you hearing commercial music. You know what I'm saying? You ain't hearing no discussions. You ain't hearing no indie artists. You ain't hearing nothing that's hot and fresh. You hearing stuff that's just in rotation that's being played over and over and over and over again. So it might, true enough, if you go to it now, and you from Texas, and you ain't never listened to our music down here, it's going to sound fresh to you. You know what I'm saying? But then listen to it for about an hour or two, and you'll see that's the same damn songs played over and over and over and over and over again.
Exactly. Just take them up and throw them in rotation.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you get tired of it. You get tired of it just as quick as we get tired of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't support indie artists down here. They put you through loops and fire loops to try to get on the radio. Then once they do, then they just murder you one song. You know what I'm saying? They play it so much that they make people sick of hearing it. They don't play it like in a orderly fashion. They just okay, yeah, we got it now. Just smash it every hour and hour. And it's called overplay. You know what I'm saying? You can't overplay the song. You know, that's overplay. That's overkill. You know what I'm saying? That's just too much. I don't want to hear that much. You know what I'm saying? Dang, I don't even want to hear me that much on the radio, homie. I mean, I want, you know what I'm saying? Spread me out. You know what I'm saying? A couple of times, you know what I'm saying? So they hear it. Then after that, you know, let them request it, you know. You know, if they like the song, you should start getting the lines to blow up and say, hey, man, play that song again. Then everybody, then you start playing it when people call. But not.
And speaking of that, I'm going to put somebody on blast right now.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, this motherfucker. No. Piss me off for real, though. Now, you know, when we got started, and Karen, you know, like being one of the co-hosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
was big on the idea of putting the word out. And she put the word out to this cat named Donald Burns. She used to date this fool. And he's still trying to, like, get in the dough and all of this shit, too, you know, which I think is, like, you know, he need to you know, move around, though, because, you know, he had his opportunity and he fucked it up, you know, bad and crazy. And
yeah,
trying to put his
hands on my
sister.
He never go backwards now.
Exactly.
He never go backwards.
Trying to put his hands on my sister, which ain't going to happen no way, though. And,
yeah.
You know, even, like, after it died down and everything was just got cool within him, though, and I just let it go, he still want to act a fool. And when she told him about, you know, she told him, like, what she was doing, he decided to go and try to hate on it. You know, out of bed, y'all wasting y'all time. Y'all doing anything? Blah, blah, blah. And I, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to do two things. Number one, I'm going to put him on blast on your show. And number two, I'm going to catch up with that fool.
Hey, y'all.
No, I'm going to see if I hear that same damn sermon, though, because you ain't going to tell me no bullshit. Because we've been talking about this, actually doing something like this for a while, Smells, for real. We were talking
about
before I even found out Blog Talk Radio even existed.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's how I feel about any host. Cause I've just been dreaming of getting an internship at a radio station or something.
Yeah, exactly. Though. And like, you know, and as a matter of fact, I had talked with a guy that works at one of the local radio stations here, 97.9, Kevin named Throwdown Sam, and he works with these guys for real. I know Sam. I've known Sam for a while, and you know, I didn't really tell him about this. But I mean, the next time I actually get a hold of him, I'm gonna catch up with, because we were talking about that shit that happened with the police officer and the hospital.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I can, you know, like some people, just like I told Karen when she told me the dude that actually said that about the show and all about what she was doing. I said, first of all, sorry ass motherfuckers are gonna tell you point blank and simple. They're always gonna tell you can't do something because they can't.
Yeah,
they all, you know, like jokers are like, you know, that hate on you, always talking about like something you can't do. I was trying to tell you can't do something because they can't do it or won't do it. And last time I checked, we ain't been doing nothing but having fun and actually getting a whole lot of notoriety because of this, you know, because of what we actually put together, though. And a lot of it isn't about the idea of getting money. It's about the idea of actually, like, you know, doing something we like doing. And we've been like talking about this for a minute, and then it just so happens, you know, I was blessed enough to actually, like, you know, pointed in this direction, and number God pointed me in this direction and gave me what I needed in order to do what we wanted to, you know, what we wanted to do. So for him to come out of the woodwork, him who ain't trying to do shit, you know, can't keep a damn job. I tell you what, Hoss, I'm gonna put you out there as far as this is concerned. See, sorry ass individuals like that. Can't keep themselves together, but want to control the other people. You know, really can't, you know, handle their own damn business, though, but are real quick to jump and try to handle somebody else's shit. And when they see you doing, instead of actually, like, you know, doing for themselves, they rather hate on it. And I got an early Christmas gift for this bastard, for real. for real. I had never honestly, truly punched anybody out in anger. I never had. But this motherfucker, I'm going to hammer his ass right through the ground. and I'm talking hammer.
y'all heard this shit.
And this is a dude that's bigger than I am, though. But just like I told him last time, you know, keep messing around, though. And I'll beat the hell out of individuals bigger and smarter than you. So you thank you. he need his ass beat for real, though. So if anybody know Donald Burns from the Grand Prairie area, feel free to whoop that ass when you see him.
What the hell is the 09393?
09393. Oh, okay. That's like a...
I guess that's supposed to be Iraq's area code. She's throwing up Iraq's area code. All right, 09393.
Well, that's the military joining in.
Yeah, that's the international code.
Yeah, international. Right?
You know, ain't nobody can't be reaching out to you, girl. We have to Skype you. You ain't calling you direct. Put the Skype number up there. She got a Skype number. Y'all want to talk to Iraq directly, find out what's
NJ
not really going
Christmas
on in
March.
The war.
That's right. Ho, damn it.
Christmas in March, it is.
Jingle bells, goddamn.
Oh, shit. I forgot. You know how religions be. They have
I got
Christmas
a bag for his ass, and it won't be about you. At all. No, I hate that shit. You know, you people out there actually trying to do something. And you got these sorry-ass clowns out here that don't want to do shit. You know, that's like them clowns like last night. You know, another thing. Here's another bitch. Okay. Oh, goddamn. Oh. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Look at this motherfucker. All right, well, check this out, y'all. We're going to sneak to a song, and then we will come back. We got Thunderous Mike Henderson laying it down for y'all, Scandalous. It's Saturday.
It's that motherfucking street anthem, nigga.
Street anthem, nigga.
Die thugging, nigga. Brought to you by your motherfucking nigga Hurt, nigga.
Your motherfucking nigga Hurt, nigga.
You a pussy nigga in the streets, man. Rob that nigga without a mask.
No
a pussy anyway.
Pussy nigga talking crazy. Get your head cracked. If you a flaw, nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Sucker to a lot of you niggas. Now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in bag. Rob them with no mask. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Cut it to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. If you gon' rob a pussy nigga, rob them with no mask. Don't need a mask to rob a fuck nigga, last time I checked. And where I'm from, if you pussy, we Devo your shit. Pussy nigga robbing another pussy nigga, now that's some shit. What type of niggas you say you rob, now this too thug. You try to rob a true thug, then get your wig flicked. You rob a sweet nigga with a mess, know how sweet you is. Keep it true, nigga, you hit a lick in this rap shit. God allowed you in this position, on me you can't lose it. Keep selling them lies, I know you ain't gon' rob shit. Get out the way, this true thug movement coming in. And you don't need a master, treat a pussy nigga like a bitch. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Sucker to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Sucker to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. You need a mask, I mean you about to touch your own nigga. A nigga run up on you with a mask, that mean that was your nigga. Hit me up, don't worry, we'll load up them pistols. Show my flaw he is and touch him without a mask, nigga. Fuck robbing you niggas, we coming to squeeze triggers. Bible game serious, I for not believe that nigga. Nigga, go ahead, keep robbing all them pussy niggas. Round my way, all pussy niggas is broke, nigga. Run up on me with a mask, you a get your issue. True thug movement, we ain't taking no fucking prisoners. Nigga, you cop your package from me, be the nigga that licked lick. Soft ass nigga, I rob you without a fucking pistol.
Hey, this your motherfucking nigga Hurt, nigga. Die thugging, nigga. Motherfucking true thug movement, nigga. And I'm that motherfucking nigga coming to bring the true thugs back, my nigga. All that floss slamming around here, my nigga, we ain't accepting that shit, nigga.
Yeah, y'all already know that's my dog Hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
With the hits, Miss Tight Pussy, and that's his other one, you know what I'm saying? No mask. That's how you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Mike, you got to hold it down like that, man. When you catch Donald Burns, you know what I'm saying? No mask. I ain't talking about robbing. Just, you know, handling your business, homie. Just have give him a stiff talking to.
A stiff talking to with a bat?
Yeah, a stiff talking to. You know what I'm saying? Just a stiff talking to. That's all. Just
no, I'm just setting him straight. Man, I probably won't kill him. I'm scared the shit out of him, though.
Hey, we got another 972 caller. Who this is?
Who you think it is?
K-Run.
What my name is. Howdy. What's up, baby? What's happening? Welcome to my side of the show.
All right, I'm just
awesome. You already know. I hope you ain't driving.
Yeah, I am.
Man, yes, listen here, girl. You might want to park there for about another hour and 4 minutes, cause it gets off the monkey rack off in here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
swing
all over the steering wheel with both hands.
We swings off 4 chains off in here, man. We swings off of 400 chains. You know.
You working today, Karen?
Yeah, I'm on the
road
with Houston
now.
I know it.
Oh, you on the road?
Yeah.
What's your handle?
Chocolate cake.
Oh, sugar.
No, that's what she ate, goddamn.
I say what can you handle. I meant what they call you.
What they call me.
Chocolate cake.
See,
oh,
look
okay.
at this shit.
Chocolate cake. No, I'm talking about it. Hey, y'all ain't gonna get to talking crazy on this thing. Oh, no, man. I ain't for the. I'll hang up. I don't need that shit.
Just started screaming, no more.
Please don't start this.
Yeah, y'all know I got my sound effects, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you played that like two or three shows
yeah,
ago.
You know. Just got them
loaded, no more. I mean,
just got them loaded, right. So, you know, I got to use it now.
Yeah, Karen, I went ahead and like, put your boy on blast.
Woo!
Mr. D. Burns, he's officially on blast, like the www.townhall.com. We'll be coming and talking about your sorry ass in a minute. Y'all hold on. That's on the other half of the hour. We're talking about Town Hall.
Yeah, I issued a warrant out for his monkey ass.
Yeah,
dang. Okay.
You put a bounty out on a motherfucker. You ain't got to worry about it no more.
Hey.
I said, everybody in the Arlington, Grand Prairie area, see his ass, like lower Dallas area, like southern Dallas area. See him out there, whoop that ass.
Just
hold him for me. Tell me where you are.
Horseback or car, don't matter.
He hating on our horses, baby. He ain't seen none in a while.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong now. You know these white folks had to have their little horses added to the police force. So down here in Ybor City, Saturday night, that's the only time you see some horses shitting all up and down the street.
Yeah, you only see horse patrol around here on during the summer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they ain't breaking them out in the winter, dog. It ain't happening. You kill a horse out here with that shit.
Oh. Yeah. Gotta go ahead and ride them, sliding around.
Fuck yeah.
We got a couple of residents, you know what I'm saying, that I guess they own a little horse ranch and teach people how to ride horses. So every once in a while, you'll see people ride through the city.
Yeah.
But then, you know what I'm saying, they don't like that because they don't be picking up the horse shit that they be dropping off.
Yeah, would you?
So, yeah, you got to pick up what you drop. You got to pick your droppings up.
Put a little bag behind the ass.
Hey, well, I don't know nothing about that. So.
They do it here.
They got a bag that they have
put a little horse bag behind them and stuff like that. You don't want to be marching in a parade stepping that shit.
Right. So
remember the marching band days, Carol?
They got a bag. A shit bag. They got a shit bag for them.
Yeah, they got a shit bag behind them.
A shit bag. Yeah. They got a colostomy bag for a horse now.
Well, dude, come on.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, man, y'all done got them hooked all up. What's that, a catheter for the horse?
That's a little different, okay?
They got horse catheters. Oh, man.
Hang on to the fertilizer. I'm going to hook you up because you just losing it over.
Damn, man. Let me hold up. What you, Mike, you say you was Navy, right?
Army.
You was Army. Okay.
Navy?
I don't know, man. You know, I be on some air. It's for all my Navy people once again.
You're leading damn lollipops along.
Yeah, I'm sending something your way, homie. Huh? Yeah. Just get y'all crunk. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, you know, I had to play
running and shit.
I had to play that real quick. I know Iraq out there. She probably done got up out of bed and started doing some circles and shit.
Yeah, for real.
Some, cherry picks and everything.
I think she late, though.
They are hemp lollipops, ma'am. 100% hemp lollipops.
Hemp lollipops.
Yes. The hemp is the male part of the marijuana plant. It contains 0.3% of THC in each lollipop. Which is under the legal limit. 1% is the actual legal limit that you can have in any food substance. And legally
what is the effect of a lollipop? What do you get out of it?
Whatever you get out of it.
See, it's on you. See, it's all on you. It ain't got nothing to do with the lollipop.
I had different testimonies. I got to put my website up actually, so I can video. I got a lot of videotape of people with their testimonies and, you know, and audio, because, you know, dudes say they done took it home, gave one to his wife, and she ate it and went straight to sleep. A big dude, like 7 foot tall, like 250, he said he ate two of them and went in the house and tore the whole refrigerator down.
Dang.
Oh, you know, I don't know. You know me, I ate five of them and lost my hearing in the club. So I don't recommend nobody eat more than three.
Dang.
So can
I eat them and pass my
jerk test? No, you're going to do everything is in moderation. You got to do everything in moderation. Now, everything has to be done in moderation. Now, you go out and like I say, it's 0.3% in each lollipop. So, however your body keep holding on to it, that's 0.3% each lollipop.
Okay.
The legal limit is 1%. I ain't finna keep breaking down the mathematics now. Just don't get into the danger zone with it. See, curiosity gonna kill the cat. I already see that. Curiosity gonna kill the cat.
Yeah,
girl, I ain't sending you nothing, girl. I ain't sending you nothing, girl. Don't even worry about it, girl. You are.
I don't want one. See,
you
talked about it on the show, and I done had people ask me how much is a hip lollipop. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I sell them wholesale, you know what I'm saying? I got them wholesale, and I got them singled out. Now, I sell them 2 for $5 on a single tip, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But we got shops down here that, you know, it's a couple of competitors down in Ybor City. They sell them $5 straight up. So,
okay.
You know, it's all in where you go. But now, I mean, I tasted the competitor stuff there because it's a company called Chronic Candy, you know what I'm saying? And, They like trying to compete with my company, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know what I'm saying? They ain't stepping on us. They can't mess with nothing. We got it. We got it on lock.
Well, you know, you may have a few Mike Henderson listeners calling and asking you about it.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, I tell you what. I mean, I'm gonna put this number out here because you can always hit this number up if y'all want to place an order. Just tell them Smell So Good sent you because this is my main contact. I'm sending you to the main people. It's We Lit Incorporation. This is We Lit. That's W-E-L-I-T. We Lit Incorporation. You know what I'm saying? They the contacts. You can look for QAnon. 813-516-5136. And again, that's 813-516-5136.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it go down real big. We for the hemp lollipop. Yeah, we all the team, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't taking nothing out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? We all eat off the same source, so.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, definitely what to do. And law enforcement, you didn't hear none of that. You didn't hear none of that.
Too late. Too late. I'm going to be on the news.
Yeah, none of that. Like, yeah, they doing transactions over the
yeah,
law
for real, I'm like, man.
No, this is legal candy. You can look up the website, welit.com. Welit.com? Yeah. I'm going to have to look it up myself again. Hold on. Welit. Well, I'll give y'all the website after I come back. How about that? No, I think that's what it is. Welit.com.
Silly shit.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I have to come back and get it to you. Let me check the chat room real quick. That's one lolly I ain't popping. That's coming from Jamaica. That's all the way from Jamaica. Miss Ann J, she representing dog Goofy Bone.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
My dog Goofy Bone is in the building. Y'all already know what time it is. Every time Goofy Bone come in here, y'all already know what song I'm finna play. If you don't know, get used to it. Damn it. This is what song it is. I Wanna Get High.
Stupid
bone.
And I wanna get high, roll up them crack. And I wanna get high, roll up them crack. And I wanna get high when I'm up in the sky. I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up them crack. And I wanna get high, roll up that crack.
grinding to the real thing. Right. We get it cracking, booty smacking, that's a real man. Yeah. San Jose, we don't play when we swing them things. No. Go through the wrong hood, they be asking what you bang. Right. I want my pants to my ass in the fitted. I only make songs that I have you gig. What it get into it, don't kill it, get a friend tap out. When you want to dance, go, let me hear you scream and shout. Let me know you feel the shots that'll make you black out. Pass out on the floor and make all your friends out. You weak bitch, please, I don't want you on your knees. Get the hell out the club, I don't want you next to me. You see your double vision, baby, what's one in mine? You so goddamn high, put my scene in your eye. And I want to get high,
roll up and pray.
And I want to get high,
roll up and pray.
And I want to get high,
when I'm up in the sky, I don't ever want to come down.
And I want to get high,
roll up and pray.
I had to blow when you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Getting so high, I wanna lick milkshakes. This lady's come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing, then beat it. Can't you see? I'm on another level. I got so much sin, you think I was a devil. Blowing and blowing, life up. The magic dragon with me and Bruce are in the house. The club gets cracked. It's just so much smoke, you would think it was a fire. This is straight low, like it says on the flyer. So get your blood.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Got you live on the show.
talk about
the hemp pops. We got a lot of listeners out there curious about the hemp.
About the hemp pops. What's up? Andy
live
on the air.
Make
you catch some hemp pops, all different flavors.
This is my dog Goofy Bone. From San Francisco, that's playing right now. The song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So soon as the song over with, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get into it. Matter of fact, hold on. Alright, Goofy. Hold on. Goofy, I'm stopping your song. I got a special guest on the line. Hold on, people. Let me click Dallas, Texas in. We got Dallas, Texas on the line. My dog, Mike Henderson. Miss Karen is on the road. You know what I'm saying? Holding down real big. Miss Karen, what company you represent?
Big East Transportation.
Big East Transportation.
Uh-huh.
All right. Big up to Big East Transportation out there in Dallas, Texas. Holding down real big. Serving all your trucker D's. You dig?
You can hit that horn.
You can use that. Oh, you got the horn. Hit the horn for us one time. Give us a toot out there. Whoa, y'all here.
They don't scare nobody on the road now.
Hey, you know
what? You know they're nervous.
Hey,
Miss Karen,
I had to make a special call for you. Okay, let me introduce y'all. Okay, first of all, I have one of the CEOs of We Lit Inc. on the line. I have Miss Nodge, one of the better halves, you know what I'm saying, of the other half, you know what I'm saying, hold it down real big, you know what I'm saying. Introduce yourself, Miss Nodge.
Thank you. My name is Naja. I am the candy lady. I represent We Lit Inc., that's well educated and literate, and we do support the hemp pops that you have so commonly heard about. They are absolutely delicious. And we use the funds to help the community. We help artists in the community, local artists, help them get their original work out and in the community so everybody has access to it nationwide and internationally. What We Lit, y'all.
Yeah, going down. Hey, I'm on We Lit Inc. I'm on WeLit.net right now.
That's We-Lit.net.
Yeah, y'all can check that out. We-Lit.net. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check out, you know, some old stuff, programs, sign up if y'all want to be a member, you know what I'm saying? Want to try to get dedicated to the cause.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You can learn more about it. It's going down real big. What y'all got going on right now?
Right now, we're around Tampa Bay. We're filming local artists at some of the open mics, poetry, music, live guitar, drums, whatever you got. And we're about to start broadcasting that on our website, we-lit.net, so that everybody can have access to the art that's coming out of Tampa Bay.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, now if y'all and go to WeLit, LouisDashLit.net, and click on 34th and Chelsea Street, and then y'all see how. Y'all see how your boy smells so good. Get down here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, some of our biggest supporters on 34th and Chelsea.
Yeah, they represent. Y'all show that's my stomping grounds. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see how the community, how we interact. What ended up happening on my lot, I got a half acre lot that I lease, you know what I'm saying, to do my little promotions and stuff off of. And It was a dust bowl. It used to be a dust bowl. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody used to come up, pull up, and it get dirty. So what I did was, just put the word out. So my homeboy, you know, this is how the Lord send you what you need. You know what I'm saying? Blessings when you need it. He had in his apartment complex some dudes was cutting down the trees. You know what I'm saying? So he stepped to the dudes and asked them, you know what I'm saying? Well. Can you know what I'm saying, what you gonna do with the stuff that you finna dump? He was like, well, you know, we got the we gonna have to take it to the dump. They gonna charge us to dump it. And he was like, well, you know what I'm saying, my partner, you know what I'm saying, he needs it, you know what I'm saying, he got a big lot that he can use it. Man, we got three truckloads full of free mulch. You know what I'm saying, to put down on the whole lot. And then within 2 days, you know what I'm saying, we put down four truckloads of mulch down in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? I had my homeboys. It started out with four of us. It was just me, WeLit, you know what I'm saying, which is Q and Nas, and then and my homeboy Mad Money Mike. You know what I'm saying? It was just us that started out, and Ant Dog, you know what I'm saying, who was the originator that got us the mulch. And then after that, then after that, man, I mean, we had end up with like 12, 20 people out there, you know what I mean? Everybody just digging in, you know what I'm saying? And the community just seen what we was doing, and they just, I mean, we had people in their business suits, you know what I'm saying, out there helping us out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an experience, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all ever come down to Tampa, that was part of the beautification program, you know what I'm saying? Artists came out, helped, and that's right there on WeLit, we-lit.net. And
that's
click
right.
On 34th and Chelsea Street, read the article, and then holler at your boy. Y'all already know. So hey, tell them where they can hit you up at to get the lollipops and stuff.
Get the lollipops. Just send an email to WeLitCandy, WeLitCandy @yahoo.com for your interest, and we can tell you if there's anybody in your area that's supplying it for us. Or we can get a mail off to you.
Oh, okay. Sorry that I put your phone number out there already.
That's fine.
Okay. See, y'all disregard the phone number unless you already got it.
Well,
too late.
Nah, you know I'm playing this. This episode recorded anyway. Like I'm going to take it off.
That's all right. We all friendly people.
Yeah, that's real. Definitely friendly people. You know what I'm saying? What exactly does WeLit organization do?
WeLit organization is meant for the artists. It's meant for anyone in the community that has something to express. We want to make sure that we all develop value in our art forms and the things that we enjoy as a community, regardless of where you're from, regardless of your cultural background. We want to make sure you have an opportunity to share that with everybody. So it's our purpose to go into the different communities and give the people that are artists in there and people that want to become artists, including the kids, you know, the encouragement to come out and show yourself, enjoy yourself. It helps the person and it helps the community.
Yeah. Actually, on the sidebar, my bad, click on all the specials. Click on every single one of them. It says only $0. Click on every single one of them. And just read the articles.
That's right.
Education for the mind, food for the soul.
That's right. Our website has all the information, and you can send us an email at any time if you have any questions.
Going down. Hey, have nothing against hemp. We got some heavy shit here. I just don't smoke. Oh, well, we already know that. You in Jamaica. Shit, we already know. That's one time it's AJ, you know what I'm saying? I'm reading some comments from the chat room, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she in the chat room. That's what she said. She's in AJ, Miss AJ, she's located in Jamaica. We got, yeah, we got Goofy Bones straight out of San Jose, California. We got Miss Black way over there in Iraq, you know what I'm saying, with bombs on her back. You know, I already know. We got my dog, Mr. Mike Henderson of the Mike Henderson Show, representing Dallas, Texas, with our co-host, Miss Karen on the phone. She trucking around somewhere.
Yeah,
big up to East, Big East Trucking.
Yeah,
okay,
she's rolling like a motherfucker.
Right? Promo, and then we
I get promos every time she roll out.
Oh yeah.
So I got jokers calling me, talking about, yeah, when's the show? You know, like, okay, man, who are you?
And Shy Romance. That's in my cricket letter, and a whole bunch more letters. And spell up Mississippi. Score down real big. So yeah, man, I just wanted y'all to, you know, meet my better half. You know what I'm saying? We also do videos. You know what I'm saying? If anybody looking for videos, do many YouTube videos, do any kind of videos. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Any artists out there need some additional promotions and stuff like that on a professional tip. You know what I'm saying? We also do remastering CDs and all that. We make CD covers if you need, you know, CD production. Whatever your, I don't know, entertainment needs, we pretty much can do it. So, all that. We lit.
We lit.
Every day is 4:20.
Yeah, I'm checking out. Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. We're going to grab some grubs. DJ
Smoke
so good.
That's real, baby. I'll holler at y'all later. I'll be out there to get something to eat. Save me a plate.
All right, no problem. Got
your
plate right here, man.
Yeah, right. Get that. It's just a plate.
Whatever, man. Love you too.
Yeah,
all right, it's nice meeting y'all.
All right, take it easy.
All right, bye.
Is we lit? I'm gonna clear my line. Clear my line.
Well educated and literate. Yeah, there you go.
Had to clear my line. Yeah, that's representing. That's the hemp pop lady of the store now. Yeah, man, y'all check out them articles, though. Some good stuff. I didn't even know all that stuff was written about me like that. Wow. I'm reading some stuff about me.
Chelsea, I got you.
Yeah, I didn't even know I did all that.
You didn't.
So you're saying that it smells so good, you had no idea.
I done accomplished some real shit. I didn't even know that. Ain't that my
way.
That's cool. Thank you, Lord, for that. You know what I'm saying? I got to get into the Jamaican song, which I said, like, I don't even know when I said it, but I did say it. This is the old Refugees, because I ain't got nothing up to date yet. And this is the independent remix.
Yeah, I got to see it.
You heard it?
Permanent is one, in the battle lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pissed and eyes were itching lazy. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell her, come on, be easy now, squeeze this charmer. That's why flesh, see that flesh gets torn. Go back, make it feel like you ain't wanna be born, John. And tell your friends, say the hell out of my lord, chicken George, he came dead, George, stealing chicken from my phone. And that's the dead pigeon. If you're my fiosis, then I'm bringing all his sister Celia. Nobody shoot me. My body made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was chunking from the razor blade. That sounds sick. Maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jack the Blackula. Stevie Wonder, Steve Crack, baby easy. Clink and the knees with their own families. I'ma get them coming over, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Yeah. Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we do it, I think. Ooh la la la, it's the natural law that the refugees bring.
Drink
baboons in battle rooms, the high noon, but strap tunes on black spoons, take those short tycoon booms. These Yuki pop coochies for Gucci's and Lucci by me and my Mitsubishi eating sushi, bumping Fuji. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play, play, stay, stay, stay. Like Paul McCartney, I hardly are. Big enough, I can see right through your butt. They can puff and they puff, but they can't handle us. But, cause we fortified, but I could never hide. Simply hot, dry with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, sacristed by some other Negroes. Don't be fooled by polos on the first episode. I shouldn't diss refugees and whole sound set booty and have to respect Jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji. Oh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we do our thing. Oh la la la, it's the natural law that the refugees bring.
Y'all already know, man. Live right here, Scandalous B.I.T. Scandalous B.I.T. Saturdays, man. It's going down right here, man. Saying all your best Scandalous B.I.T. stories out there. Anybody did something crazy to you this week, man? Yeah, that's what the weed do to you right there. Weed choke you out. Y'all already know, especially when you're on that good shit. Big up San Jose, California out there, man. Goofy Bone, y'all already know. Jamaica, Miss Ann J, Miss Black, Shiro Mans, everybody all across the country, man, across the world, interplanetary. Shouts out all my aliens up there, y'all already know, man. The V2U. Go down real big, man. This boy straight out of TAMPAFLA 813. Y'all already know this is how we do it down here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of country, a little bit of city, but we all gritty because that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. I'm going to play one more cut, and then we're going to get into another scandal story, man. I got some coming up for y'all. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I have an encouraging word? Oh, yeah. Let me give y'all an encouraging word real quick. This is from Reverend Run's Words of Wisdom, and y'all can get that off of, I don't know, the Daily Word at globalgrind.com/... Rev Run, R-E-V-R-U-N, Rev Run. And this goes, good morning. Most people operate on autopilot, doing what comes naturally. They get into a comfort zone of average performance and seldom question their behavior. That's coming from a brother called BT. And the best way to determine what your life's purpose should be now is to determine what you want people to say about you at your funeral and then live up to it until that day comes. And that's by H.S.R. Jr. You know what I'm saying? God is love, Reverend Run. You know what I'm saying? Inspiring words going down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, big like that. Yeah. So, y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it. Keep it real. Give y'all some late breaking news. The Mount Redoubt, you know what I'm saying, has blast back into action this morning. The Restless Redoubt volcano erupted again today at around 8:40 a.m. with an ash cloud topping out at an estimated 50,000 feet, according to the Alaskan Volcano Observatory. The current temperature is 28 degrees for the low, 38 degrees for the high. And that's Anchorage News, and we're out. Yeah, y'all tripping, boy. Y'all know I love tripping.
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you'd be through. Lying in the bed, just full scene. Had you thinking that this was a dream? Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just wanna get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to look it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. Wild riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of her moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got so good. Making her fall in love with the hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone.
baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball. Damn, look what you move. Body of a goddess, what a dude. All I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual. Different location every night. Any position that you like. Rough, soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass. And you're doing the things that you wanna do. All you gotta do is get that bruise. Girl, I'm the truth, your man's so fake. If he blinks his eyes, you're the one I'ma take. Call me George, I'll call you James. This is my jungle, ride my fame. Me and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more game. Please, you please, you show you what it is. I don't give a damn if you got kids. Living with your man cause you make plans. To come with me to a different land. Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball. Have a ball.
That ain't none to me. If you're a bitch, I fuck off your fleas. That ain't none but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming it so you can get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood. So make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace, and I put that on the angels that guard my face. I'm just a one-night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one?
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Goofy Bone. One time a dog Goofy Bone. This is my artist, Miss Ja New. Self-titled track, it's called Ja. Right here live, Kelly. Saturday.
You can say what you want about Ja.
Ja New,
with the
band
rep song. Let's rock. You can say what you want about Ja.
Yes, my name is Ja New. I can hypnotize you. My words is seductive. My body so luxurious. You see me back it up. He said you make me wanna touch. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being bumpers get low. The thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. My style's too hard and they just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails. Drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
You can say what you want about Ja. Wish I knew what the band rep song.
A lot of dudes love me. No, I'm not ugly. I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness. Wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous. So damn contagious. The name is Shinu. Please let me introduce you. I run with the Drake boy. Yes, I'm a Drake girl. I tell you off top. Yeah, yeah, I think I'm hot. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems. Now I'm back to get mine. Just me and me. A hot track and I bet I'll rip that. And then I get done with that. She gon' say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. Coming in, cross seas from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffin' on that fire looking Chinese.
You can say what you want about Ja. Wish I knew what the band rep song. You can say what you want about Ja. Wish I knew what the band rep song. You can say what you want about Ja. Wish I knew what about Ja. Wish I knew.
know my name is not Kaya. It's Janu, and yeah, I'm known to spit fire. When I get caught, the girl flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with low self-esteem, because deep in my heart, I feel like a black queen. Besides, I got major goals and dreams. I'm talking about I want to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes, my dude gotta be the boss. He can be brave in the top, I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beef, hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all scream damn? Look at the body, she must be some kind of stripper man. Now I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it. You can say what you want about y'all. Wish I knew what you did.
Hello.
You
can try to get it on the line. Y'all already know, man. Y'all already know how I do. Try to put people on the line. Try to make a couple little prank calls real quick. Y'all already know.
You can say what you want about
going down real big, live right here in the mix. Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Smell So Good, giving you a fix. Some of that real-ish. Y'all already know how to do it, man, when we get into it. You know what I'm saying? It's live. That's my artist, Miss Janu, hottest female artist, rap artist in the South. You know what I'm saying? Versatile. You know what I'm saying? She get on R&B. She get on a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Checking out some gossip from globalgrind.com. And they got throwback footage of Baby and Lil Wayne kissing on 106 and Park. Ah, man, they crazy, man. It's y'all about my dog Flo Rida, you know what I'm saying, artist down here. You know what I'm saying? He wanted by the police, so-called wanted by the police. He up in Kentucky, Ohio, talking about they looking for his tour bus. Because a snitch, a bystander, Thomason, he saw two dudes leaving Flo Rida's bus with a live rabbit. And seconds later, the rabbit was dead. Y'all really know. Yo, man, I got my artist on the line. Y'all, shit. Well, I have to go ahead and go into another song real quick. Hold on, y'all.
But it's
God damn, man. Motherfucking secondhand ass callers, man, with that bullshit. That damn LP ass, man, talking about he can't get into the damn show. Everybody else calling into the show except for this nigga here. That old bullshit, man. I ain't with that bullshit. Going down real big right here. Like, I'm going to play my nigga song, though. This is LP2335. You know what I'm saying? Song called Till the World Kill Me. Nah, I'm going to play that. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check this out real quick, and we're going to come back with this Biatch story.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record, the game, entertainment
crew. All right, you ready for it? Check this.
First and foremost, don't get it confused. A lot of niggas claim it's real, but they really not do. Nor a smoke screen, but they ain't got me fooled. I stay up on my alphabet, you know P's and Q's. You know P's and Q's. And the shit don't boom on your dumb ass nigga. Cause the shit don't stop, you got a sun pass nigga. And them boys don't wanna hear the gun blast nigga. Cause I know how it feel to be on my ass nigga. So it ain't nothing for me to grab my mask nigga. But I'm trying to leave all that in my past nigga. Getting major so we can straight bypass nigga. I'm talking looking out the window as we fly past nigga. With a bad red bitch and she all glass nigga. That just love being around the first class nigga. Boy, who is you talking about?
Drunk, beer, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart. We talking drunk, beer, hard, salt, gun.
Got 813 on the line, so you call him.
If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart.
Holla at me, get at me, hit me up. You know I'm chasing. Waiting on rocks like the liquor in my cup. Spinning so heavy, you know how I roll. I'm getting money all day, I got no time for hold. But I'm steady popping cash while I'm changing my clothes. Keep a pocket full of bottles, talking money to blow. With more shots than a ball, bitch, you already know. LP don't fuck around, bitch, you already know. Paranoid. No, I'm just talking. Beats like that, so you fucking with the ball. Boy, but what you talking about?
Bro, yeah. Gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart. We talking drunk, pill, hard, salt. Gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart.
Yeah, y'all already know. Y'all already know. 813 in the building, y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? 813 L Pizzle. That's L Pizzle on the beat right there, you know what I'm saying? That's off a new track. We got some new heat coming out, you know what I'm saying? Check the mixtape coming soon. You know what I'm saying? It's just two singles right now, you know what I'm saying? It's called I Got It. And then I'm gonna play the other track. I got LP on the line. He's gonna introduce y'all to the other track, tell y'all what's going on with him. What's happening, homie?
Yup. You already know this LP2335 show official in the building. You know what I'm saying? We doing it all day, Blog Talk Radio. My nigga DJ smells so good. You already know. Saturday. I hope everybody enjoying this Saturday. I'm gonna be saved in the archives or whatever day you choose to listen. You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoy your day. But we doing it. I got it. We doing a little mixtape right now. Doing it real big. Just coming from the studio. About to go back to the studio. Just taking a little time out, smoke a blunt, probably snatch some more liquor up. You know what I'm saying? Everything in Florida, man. What's
that
with you,
Smell? Man, you already know, man. I got we talking to Iraq. We got California. We got Jamaica up in here. We got Mississippi up in here. We got
that's
a guest from somewhere. I don't know where the hell they at. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah, you already know. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody. My soldiers out there in Iraq. I know that. I hope that's my lieutenant from Louisiana out there in Iraq.
Yeah, y'all already know that who that is.
That's my
man.
Girl.
Yeah, she's down there holding it down, man.
All right.
Like
I said, with everybody out there, man, we just trying to keep it moving, man. Trying to get heard. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the smell good from all the exposures, man. I know all day, man.
Let me tell y'all something about LP, man. Now LP is not your average rapper. You know what I'm saying? You're not your average lyricist and freestyler. So it's another show, you know what I'm saying? One of my homeboys show, 805 Heat Waves, you know what I'm saying? Cats up in Cats up in hey, hold on. I gotta find exactly where that's at. Goofy Bone, what part of 805 that is? What part of California that is? I know he, cause Goofy Bone in the 408. You know what I'm saying? He representing San Jose, California. I'm trying to figure out exactly what 805 Heat Waves. You know what I'm saying? They had a freestyle contest going on. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle battle, whatever you bro. You know, and they got a cat on there named Impact. You know, Infamous Contempt. You know what I'm saying? He holding it down. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, they looking for a challenge or whatever. So I called my homie. You know, I'm going to call somebody that's real, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put somebody that's real on the show that I know going to come, you know what I'm saying, with some heat. You know what I'm saying? So I call this nigga up. I call LP up, you know what I'm saying, to get on the show. You know what I'm saying? The man coming to the show. First of all, the man just came in just straight, just everybody pussies. All you pussies. Pussies, that's all I heard for the first couple of seconds. And then it was like, okay, y'all ready for me to rap. And then he came in, kicked this freestyle. Now me, see, now I know him. So I know, you know what I'm saying? If it's a difference between battle rapping and just straight, you know what I'm saying, just straight, you know, just shitting on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's a difference in that. You know what I'm saying? He came in shitting on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Then he shitted on the DJ. Which is why he was like, oh, I'm going to give it to him anyway. Because you shitting on the DJ, man. You can't shit on never. Anybody out there, you can't never shit on the DJ. You shit on the DJ, anywhere, you're going to get that. You already automatically lost any contest.
Man, one thing about it, man, I'm not a battle rapper, man. I don't have no, like, all them apologies and nothing. I can't really take nothing back, you know what I'm saying? I can say I apologize to you, Smell, that I came in a situation, but dude, you knew me, man. You already knew.
What it was supposed to have subjects and everybody freestyle about that subject. You know what I'm saying? That to me shows skill. You know what I'm saying? If I can tell you rap about a vacuum cleaner and then you can spit some bars about a vacuum cleaner.
I mean, you know how I kick it.
So yeah, you know that's how it started out though. That's how the show started out. Then it got curved into the battle rap type scene, which that's more of a, you know, it was all good. It was all good. Put it that way. It went. It's in the archives. Y'all check the archives out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I still gotta hear that, man. I ain't get a chance to hear that.
I'm gonna download it. I can download it. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they post it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You had called me while I was in the studio at that time as well. You hear me?
Yeah,
I was in that class at the time. All my partners were like, look at this nigga. Being kind of like, I said, look at Smell always looking out, man. That my nigga do.
Yeah, that's what time it is, man. You know, I'm always, man, if it's about networking, shit, nigga, I'm there.
Right.
I'm there like Tom G.
Gotta keep it pushing for the feet, bro. We got a lot of, it ain't just me, but I got a lot of my partners out here keeping it real out here in these streets. They need a lot of exposure to it. There's a gold mine out here, man.
That's why everybody running down here to the south, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this is where the gold is really at.
Yeah. And one thing about it, though, Smell, one thing I was trying to say, I say push it like, it's just like the way I'm saying it, it's a battle rap. Am I wrong for cursing? Like, can we not curse? Or am I wrong for disrespecting a dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, I do it like for the streets. Like, this is the only way I'm gonna get my point across. If I tell you like blood raw, bitch, I feel like you not living that life and you talking gunplay and this and that, and you not living that life, I can hear it in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure everybody out there listening to Blog Talk Radio, every time you hear LP say something, I'm like, man, look, this blood wrong. Smell, you know how I live my life.
That's how we get down, you know. That's how you got to surround yourself with people that live their life like they say they living it. So.
Right, that's what they say. Nigga like me, though, I'm not doing this shit like I'm saying I'm living this life with, but I got to aim, but everybody on Blog Talk Radio, but I got to get mine any way I can get it, but I mean, like, working a 9-to-5, I'm talking about grinding, hustling, whatever else, you know what I'm saying? So, like, a nigga like me, I'm going to keep it blood raw with you every time I tell you. Like, a nigga like that going to tell you something else. I feel like I'm going to expose that part of your strategy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it to you in less words. I don't necessarily have to, man, I mean, if I curse at you and say it, like, bluntly,
call me like, here's a battle rap. I don't even know you, so I bad think it. You know what I'm saying? We on the phone. Really, am I really going to be with you over the phone? You're in California, I'm in Florida. I ain't got no intention to come to Florida, to California, to try to, man, stop my hustle to come out at you about nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. Anything, we'll collaborate later on down the line. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, as far as the DJ, I don't mean no disrespect to the DJ. If the DJ listening, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't nothing like that because I knew my nigga emails you my tracks and I damn sure won't turn to spit them, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm just that type of nigga. I'm really living, you know what I'm saying? I ain't just rapping and capping, you feel what I'm saying? I go, like, I'm in the studio right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't in the studio right now, but I'm going to go back to the studio later on today and record and talk about the shit that went down. You know what I'm saying? I got, man, my little cousin, he incarcerated on a manslaughter charge. I'm stressed out all day about that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my little nigga. I seen him come up and just infatuated with the life that a nigga was living and he got popped on some shit. I feel bad about that. My nigga Kilo, same shit, man. Niggas getting popped like on attempt murders, manslaughter, getting caught with bricks. That's like what's going down and niggas getting killed. Like, that's all I'm saying, and I'm hearing these niggas lying in their rap, bro, and trying to get paid off. That's just what aggravates me. So that's, like, that's my angle, in as far as the whole rap angle, not necessarily speaking on the nigga last night, because, like I said, I don't even know that dude. He might just talk like that. That's just my guy. It's all real, though. It's all real around here, y'all.
On that note, introduce your next single, man.
Man, what you got ready that, that never was, never will be. Yo. Yeah. Hear that.
LP 2335 right here, straight out 504. Representing 813, that's for sure. Never was. I'll be running these streets until this cold world kills me. You know I know about this here record, but that old I'll be running these streets until this cold world kills me. I live a fast life, like a nigga on coke. I aspire it, from all the drugs I smoke. I keep my pistol on my waist and my head in the clouds. I got a nigga calling me about money right now. That's no exaggeration, it's my infatuation. They got these niggas hating, but what you contemplate? My dog, LP, you know what I'm saying, represent 2335. What was the motivation behind that song, homie?
Man, that song right there, bro, like I said, bro, I've been writing a lot of letters, bro. I've been writing a lot of letters, buying a lot of stamps, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at my life and realizing the things that I've been through, you know what I'm saying? Like when you look at me, if you know me, you look at me, I don't even look like the type of nigga to be, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even the type of nigga to put on no fronts or, like, act no certain way around, you know what I'm saying? I keep 100% all the time.
And a lot of cats out here, buddy, they trying to personify something that they think is cool, that's an image or something like that. But, I mean, it's a lot of things going on in this world, and a lot of people don't have to do a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? They shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just telling them, you ain't hard, never was, never will be, you know what I'm saying? And the way I'm living, I got to do this, so I'm out here till it's over, you understand? So that's just what it is.
You already know how I do it. That's why I got to, you know what I'm saying, keep everybody involved, man, so they know what the real life stories is going on in the street, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything ain't funny games out there, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it ain't. It's not sweet, man. You know this shit out here, man. It make a nigga want to cry, bro. It be like a nigga be walking around trying to be hard, like wondering why, nigga, if you see me with a frown on my face, and ain't, because I'm mad at you. I ain't got no time to even look at you, dog. I worry about mine, cause straight up.
My homeboy Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, over there San Jose, say, you know what I'm saying, he feeling the song, you know what I'm saying, a good song and shit. Feeling that.
That's real, man. We just, like I said, we just trying to keep it pushing. I mean, they like them, they gonna have the love is coming up next. I got a lot of the things. I mean, I ain't trying to get boxed into one arena either, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things. We trying to do things for the ladies. I mean, we doing a lot of things. We just trying to keep everything real. Whatever we do, we just trying to make it real quality music, you know?
Yeah,
so look out for it. We got a lot of other artists coming out, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a lot of things. Over there, Thug Elevation Entertainment, my boy T, he over there recording me, you know what I'm saying? 2335, you know that's all day. You know what I'm saying? All day, all night. Yeah. You know? My dog Wrecking the Game. We know what's going on right now. Wrecking the Game show, you know? Smell good. I love you for that, baby, you know?
Know that, man. We got that video, live video coming soon, but I'm bringing that to the block, though. You already know, but Trey Fogle.
Know that.
Trey Fogle be live video. Y'all gonna see how real niggas freestyle live on video, though. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna bring it to the world live, international world live. Guaranteed everybody who listen to here, they gonna tune in for the live video. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going down. So, yeah, I'm gonna be on that side of town in a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? The show off. You know what I'm saying? I'll be through the hood.
For sure. Like I said, I'm on vacation right now. I'm out and about and on the beat right now. I'm about to get back to the studio after I finish that, you know. But I definitely be back to the hood later on tonight, man, check on some things, you know?
Yeah, I already know. All the back.
So good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record game.
True, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
LP235, y'all already know. This is my artist, Miss John New, with the remix.
I'm that girl on the poster, posting on the wall. Body with the flaws. When I walk up in the building, all the niggas stopping tall. Yeah, I let this dude eat me out once and he ain't wanna go home. He keeps hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip and I call her up a band. And every time he beat it, this girl, she a scam. Yeah, baby, she want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me cause they niggas wanna date me. You know I turn them on, you know, see me in a song. Shake no ass, I let you pass. You can't talk to this girl without no dough. I like to look like money, I like to smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit off a color. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me. Shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the way. So what's up, daddy? How many stacks you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he sit up hard. Around the screen. I don't shake no ass, I let you pass. I don't shake no ass.
DJ Smell So Good.
I want some money.
I need money. I need money.
I need money.
Give me money. Give me money.
I need money.
I need money.
I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm posted all day. I'm in the pain, I'm going harder than LeBron.
Now, you're my dog Wallaby, y'all already know one time Ohio representing out there. That's my dog Wallaby. You know what I'm saying? In the paint, man, trying to get him off in this cut. Y'all already see it. In rotation, man, right here live. Long Talk Radio, Scanlon. Saturdays, man, you riding out before DJ Smell So Good. Big up the Shiro, man, Scoopy Bone.
I'm big in the game, I'm a carry 2-9 in a Hummer Jaguar. When I'm spitting that fire, I never worry. Puffin' bubblegum cuts or perf in my ride. Gucci armrest with extra clip high. The diamonds and cash under 10. Bulletproof in the F-150. Partner them shots that never hit me. Nothing like Bobby and Whitney. I'm Escalade in the Escalade. Broke cat, love to hate. When I get money, I'ma hustle for more money. And drop a big block in my Regal or some 20-something. Late night rolling, I'm flowing. Choking with felons, puffing on something greener than a watermelon. You can't be faking, screaming that you gangsters. Go to jail, popping that lollipop, rap there, shake ya. I'm here for niggas that fear, no shedding tears. Getting bread, rocking shows like a pioneer. I'm in the pain, I'm posted all day. I'm in the pain, I'm going harder than LeBron and Wade. I'm in the pain, I'm here to win the game. I'm in the pain, obsessed with money, calling candy paint. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm posted all day. I'm in the pain, I'm going harder than LeBron and Wade.
Don't forget, send all your emails to smellybtr@live.com. That's S-M-E-L-L-Y, BTR@live.com. Check out my MySpace, myspace.com/smellybtr. And then you can also go to the, make sure y'all go to the front page to sign the guest book. If you ain't signed the guest book, you are wrong. Make sure you go to the front page, main page, show page, and scroll down to the bottom. Yeah, the Seal song gonna start playing. Change is gonna come, cause that's what time it is. Scroll down past that, and it should be a guest book. I don't know. I gotta post my guest book up again, though. I know there's one now. So sign the guest book. Going down right here live. Tune in tomorrow, Crump for Christ. You know what I'm saying? 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. Come get Crump for Christ with your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. Doing it real big. Thank all y'all. Make sure y'all be safe. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it up. All the show hosts out there, you know what I'm saying? And I'll see y'all on y'all's show. Appreciate it. Much love. Peace out.
I'm in the pain, obsessed with money, causing candy.